I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1251, Bigger Houses. I love having adult children. We can talk about real life. We're equals now. I value their insights and perspectives, and I hope I still have something to contribute their way. My daughter and I like the same music. Other than worship songs, we both listen to country ballads. We were texting back and forth about the latest tearjerker or heart mover, the newest song that talks about real people living real lives in the real world. And she sent me several opportunities to listen to songs I hadn't heard before. I want to talk about one today. It's all about bigger houses. T2G is about love, loving God and loving others in the real world. And loving well means having our priorities in the right spot. The trouble is, you and I fall into the trap of believing the lie that something will make us happier and more whole and more complete. And it is a lie, but we buy it over and over again, almost like it's an auto subscription. The song Bigger Houses by Dan and Shay gives us a better, more Christ-like perspective. Part of the lyrics say, "Used to dream about buying that bigger house, setting on atop of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Joneses. If you don't fill it up with someone you love, it ain't never gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy a little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup. If what you've got is still not enough, the thing about happiness I've found is, it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about us swinging on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? The thing about happiness I've found is, it don't live in bigger houses." You know, the Bible's been telling us that for a long time. If only we have ears to hear. We see it in places like 1 Timothy 6:6. Actually, godliness is a great source of profit when it is combined with being happy with what you already have. Or Psalm 144:15. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Or Philippians 4:11-13. "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." One more. Luke 12:20. "But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you've prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" Here's the great question. Is there any part of you that believes, if I only had fill in your blank, then I'd truly be happy? Are you ready to let go of that lie yet? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the good things in my life, for the love, the joy, the provisions, the opportunities that have come my way. Yet, Lord, I confess that sometimes I find myself yearning for what I don't have. I become entangled in the pursuit of material possessions or status or achievements, losing sight of the blessings already in my possession. Today, I humbly ask for your grace and guidance to help me find contentment in all that you have provided. Teach me, Lord, to appreciate the simple joys and see the beauty in the present moment. Help me to let go of envy, comparison, and discontentment, and instead fill my heart with gratitude and peace. Grant me the wisdom to discern what truly matters in life, to prioritize my values, and to use the gifts you've given me to serve others and to honor your name. May your love and your grace overflow my heart, allowing me to be content and at peace in every circumstance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1252. In the meantime, oh, what peace we often forfeit when we believe the lie that happiness is found in bigger houses.